is the Writer's Almanac for July the 27th, Friday, 2007. It was on this day in 1940 that Bugs Bunny made his debut in a cartoon called A Wild Hare. He was the epitome of cool, Bugs was, based on Groucho Marx, with a carrot instead of a cigar. Never fazed by anything, stood, chewed on his carrot in the face of all of his enemies, talking in a Brooklyn accent, and when Elmer Fudd came along hunting rabbits, Bugs Bunny said, "What's up, Doc?" He was also a quick-change artist and a performer. He could sing, he could dance, he could play the part of any character. It's the birthday of Joseph Mitchell, born in Fairmont, North Carolina, 1908. Wrote for the New Yorker magazine about eccentric people living on the fringe in New York City, gypsies and the homeless and fishmongers, a band of Mohawk Indians who had no fear of heights and they worked as riveters on skyscrapers and bridges. Most of his journalism collected in the book Up in the Old Hotel. He interviewed criminals and evangelists, politicians, celebrities, wrote about the clamors of Long Island, the oystermen of Staten Island, the Fulton Fish Market, con artists, and the operator of a flea circus. Joseph Mitchell, who said, "The best talk is artless, the talk of people trying to reassure or comfort themselves." It's the birthday of the poet Hilaire Belloc, born in Paris, 1870, French father, English mother. He was a serious writer, journalist, essayist in his own time, but best known to us for his books of humorous verse about naughty children who died violently because they told lies or slammed doors or chewed on string. And it was on this day in 1793 that Maximilien Robespierre became the head of the Committee of Public Safety, which led to the Reign of Terror in France. Robespierre had started out as an idealistic lawyer defending the poor in court, speaking out against the absolute authority of the king. After the French Revolution, there was fear of civil war, and in order to keep French citizens in line, Robespierre came up with the program that became known as the Terror. He advocated the use of the guillotine. At first, he executed the monarchists and then revolutionaries who disagreed with him. When he executed one person, he often executed that person's whole family. Eventually, his colleagues in the revolution realized that they were not safe, and so they turned on Robespierre. For more than a year, he had been executing people in the public square to cheering crowds, and when he went to his own death at the guillotine, the crowd cheered just as loudly as ever. Here's a poem for today by Ronald Wallace, entitled The Friday Night Fights. Every Friday night we watch the fights, me 10 years old and stretched out on the couch, my father in his wheelchair, looking on as Rocky Marciano, Sonny Liston, Floyd Patterson fought and won the battles we could not. Him, 29, and beat up with disease. Me, counting God among my enemies for what he'd done to us. We never touched, but in between the rounds, we'd sing how we'd look sharp, feel sharp, and be sharp with Gillette and Howard Cosell, the Bela Lugosi of boxing. Out in the kitchen, my mother never understood our need for blood, how this was as close as we'd get to love, bobbing and weaving, fainting and sparring. A poem by Ronald Wallace, The Friday Night Fights, from his collection Long for This World, New and Selected Poems, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Production assistance from Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.